Ndekile Mhlanga ngikho napha eWashington DC.
Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January the 19th, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dubey in Maryland.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
And thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening, we are talking about COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe and what is going on in South Africa.
In South Africa, Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF leader Julius Malema, today visited several restaurants in Johannesburg to check employment ratios between South African citizens and foreigners.
In a statement, EFF said the visit will ensure that foreigners are not exploited and that locals are employed at satisfactory levels. One of the restaurants targeted by this visit is the Crémière restaurant at Mall of Africa that is believed to be employing Zimbabweans only. Several activists have described this move as an election gimmick with the potential to spark xenophobic violence.
But first, the Minister of Health reported yesterday that 8 people died of COVID-19, while 427 others tested positive. Zimbabwe has recorded 226,887 cases since the outbreak of the disease in the country, 209,753 recoveries, and 5,266 deaths.
To date, a total of 4,215,836 people have had their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and 3,242,414 their second dose. Almost 31,000 have so far received their third dose.
Wangu wadio watereri ni watari nasi mchirongwa chedu che Diaspora Forum kana wachatino tarisa tulikusanga anewa na we Zimbabwe variku nzekwe nyika tiriku kurukura nezhiriku itika munyika tishitarisa denda re COVID-19 pamsoro pezo tiriku kurukura o tishitarisa zhiriku itika munyika ye South Africa kwa tino zgwaguti mutungamiri we bato re Economic Freedom Fighters wa Julius Malema vanga wachishanyira zvitoro zvinotengesa zvekudya kana atingati muchirungu ma restaurant. Asi totanga nekutarisa denda recovid-19, takanzwa nezuro bazi rezveutano richizivisa kuti vanhu vanokwana kuita vasere kana kuti 8 vakafa necovid-19 nezuro, kuchiti vamwe mazana mana nemakumi maviri nevanomwe 427 vakawanikwa vaine denda irori. Kufa kwevanhu vasere kana vanhu 8 ava kwakasvitsa uwandu hwevanhu vafa necovid-19 pazviuru zvishanu nemazana maviri nemakumi matanhatu nevatanhatu 5,266. Tichitarisawo uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa necovid kubva zvatanga chirwere ichi munyika hwasvika pa 226,887 kana kuti zviuru mazana maviri nemakumi maviri nezvitanhatu zvine mazana masere nemakumi masere nevanomwe ndo vabatwa necovid-19 kusvika pari nhasi. Kuchinzi kusvika nezuro vanhu vanokwana kuita 4,215,836 kana kuti mamiriyoni mana nezviuru mazana maviri negumi nezvishanu vakabayiwa nhomba yekutanga yekudzivirira COVID-19. Mamwe mamiriyoni matatu nezviuru mazana maviri nemakumi mana nezviviri 3,242,414 vakabayiwa nhomba yepiri. Kozoti vanokwana kuita vangada kusvika zviuru makumi matatu kana kuti almost 31,000 vabayiwa nhomba yetatu yavari kuti booster shot. Tichitarisa nyaya yemusouth Africa vamalema vanenge vari kuda kuona kuti muzvitoro izvinotengesa zvekudya mune zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zvakawanda zvakadii, uye zvizvarwa zvemusouth Africa zvakawanda zvakadii zviri kushanda makambani iwayo. Zvatisingazive ndezvekuti vakawana zvisingavagutse zvii zvichazoitika, asi vanoongorora zvematongerwo enyika vari kutyira kuti rwendo rwavamalema nevamwe vavo vebato reEFF uru runogona kutangisa dambudziko rexenophobia. kuti vanhu vange vachirwiswa vekunze kweSouth Africa vachirwiswa nezvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa. Nekuti tinoziva kuti pagara paine kutaura kwekunze zvizvarwa zvekunze zviri kutitorera mabasa nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi vamalema vanhu chiri kunyanya vagumburawo panyaya yavamalema Gibbs inyaya yekuti vanoti vamalema nezuro vaiti vari kutsigira zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika, vakati kana muchivadzinga motodzinga neni. Asi nhasi vaakuda kuti zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika izvo zvinge zvisingavane mabasa muSouth Africa. Gibbs.
Iye kunjalo sivili kunoko kulula kujonga iko siyangena kiko sivili sijule ngako kakhulu sikuba ngakhonoko kwenziwa nguJulius Malema kuro singakangeni kunapho sike sibone kwethulwa luhlangothi lwezempilakahle kwele Zimbabwe futhi ke kula bantu abayi-8 ababulwe yi-COVID-19 izolo kuse kusithi abayi-427 bahlolwe batholakala bele gciwane le-COVID-19 luphinda lubika njalo ukuthi kunabantu 5266 asabulwa yi-COVID-19 kusukela nyakenye phakathi kwabantu abayi 226,887 bakhona njalo abaphepha kumkhuhlane lo abayidlula 209,000. So siyabona njalo kulabanye abahlatshwa-ke ijekiseni yokuzivikela kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19 bafika-ke 4.2 million, kwezokusithi-ke asebehlatshwe esibili bafika-ke 3.2 million. So bayahlatshwa sibili abantu lapha nalapha, siyakubona sibili kwenzakala. Kwezokusithi khona okuke kwenziwe nguJulius Malema lamhlanje uhambe esibili ema-restaurant khona ngale lapho kuthiwa-ke kuqhatshwa abantu abaningi abakuza ikakhulu abavela kwele Zimbabwe. Ikremena leyi i-Mall of Africa kukhanya sibili imall ekhulu onyomalisayo. So uMalema kuthiwa ufike khona ngale walungulunguza ukuthi edinga ukuthi ebona ukuthi kuhamba njani. Abanye abelungu sizwa kuthiwa bayelile jonga ukukhuluma labo esithi uMalema kala mvumo yokuthi akwenzi khonokho. So-ke ngike ngaqoka lesi salwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Ndluza Mahlangu. UNdluza Mahlangu usebenza e-restaurant khona ngale ke kule South Africa. Asizwe ukuthi uthini singakaqhubekeli phambili jonga ngoba akukhulumayo sibili kakhulu yikuthi kunzima kwenzakala kulelo lizwe nangu lapho. Ngokusele ukhonapho-ke usebenza endaweni yokudlela, so kunjani khonapho-ke nxa sisizwa kuthiwa-ke uJulius Malema uyabhodabhoda labanye abantu bafuna ukubona ukuthi kuhamba njani ekuqatshweni kwabantu?
Eyi ale into le sithusile eqinisweni lapha mina engisebenza khona le molini engikhona hhayi siyaziqamulana amanga ukuthi uyabe uzathola ama-South African maybe one or two. So into enzima kakhulu and into esichayise emobhala lathi njengabantu bokuza la e-South Africa.
So manje lenzani ngakho khonokho ngoba kukhanya ngizani bayangenangena bedinga ukuthi kume njani?
Yeah, according to inkulumo yakhe uMalema yena akasixotshanga azangathi amazimbabweni ahambe. Yena uthe ufuna maybe kube yi-50-50 for ama-South Africans ebe maningi. So ungaqhubeka kunjalo, which means kuzaba le recruitment, kuzaba lokuvunyelwa kwabanye abantu, then sizame ukubasikwiza ama-South Africans. But akusebantu abantu abafuna ukusebenza ngoba bona ama-South Africans uma besebenza eqinisweni bafuna ukusebenza ngeyabo indlela. Ama-restaurant ayenza imali ikakhulu ngama-weekends, so bona ngama-weekends abasebenzi. That's why abelungu engafuni ukubaqhatsha, hhayi ukuthi angafuni ukubaqhatsha just because of bona bengavele behambe e-ofini isray ukuthi bajike emsebenzi bazojika betshelisa ngezitori or i-weekend vele abayisebenzi ikathi i-weekend eyenza imali.
Ye, siyabona njalo kulalo hlelo lokuthiwa Operation Dudula alethuki ngakho konokho futhi
besikubonele kudeni lapho esihlala khona thina ngani abakafiki. Kwesinye isikhathi uyazitshela ukuthi uzabona ngakho, siyakubona kugcwele ku-social media lo mabhubhi amaningi siyakubona bakhuluma ngakho, kodwa kwesinye isikhathi uyazitshela ukuthi uzabona ngakho ngoba eqinisweni awukho mnandi vele stress hlale evalweni asifuni uqamba amanga njengamanje asikwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani. So sizitshele ukuthi whatever abazakwenza yikho lokho esizohlangana nakho lathi ngoba sikwazi ukuthi bacabangani. Sikubonile kuma-social media kunoku bekwenza hlabela ngakho aseyazi ukuthi baplanani ngathi.
So lihleli nje kuphela-ke alikwazi ukuthi kuyahamba njani.
Sasihleli kuphela thina sihlela njaba whatever bekuzenzakala yini. Eqinisweni
sibona khona kwenzakala ngesikhathi kula khona kwama-special Zimbabwe's permits ongani ke lokho kuhlupha futhi. So kini kutshoni kwakhe lokho?
Angithi kuchu kuthi vele impilo yethu ngani izoba nzima eSouth Africa. Ezongukungela ukukhulumisana ngoba akuyezwa ngani kuyakhulumiswana, kuyakhulumiswana, kuyakhulumiswana. But cabanga ukuthi vele kuzoba nzima. Bekungcono ama-permit ekhona ngoba iningi lethu, iningi labantu bebecatha ngama-special permit lawo. But manje, uma sengasekho, asefaka wonke umuntu enkingeni. Lawo oyabuzithule phepha eSouth Africa, inkinga izokufaka kuphela ngoba vela uyazi ukuthi kuzenzakalani. Mase kunjalo, so mase ungasela ama-permit.
Njalo siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abaningi osebenza labo balama-permits wona lawo. Ngakho-ke nxa sekubuya njalo labo malema kuyahlupha lokho, akulikhahlamezi kakhulu.
Yiko ngisho ukuthi yasikhahlameza kakhulu. Yingxoxo esibhekane nayo, yingxoxo manje vele sikhuluma ngayo, ayikho eyinye, akasihlukumeza kakhulu. Sokuhlukumeza kakhulu malema bengumuntu athethe imthembi kodwa ma esenza so hayi, which means still a backup. Kumele sizimele sizitshele ukuthi whatever okuzayenzakala yikho.
Kulabanye yini asebecabanga ngokubuyela ekhaya kumbe vele ekhaya lakho kubuyeleka?
Hayi, kwamanje akula muntu okhuluma ngokubuyela ekhaya. Abantu bazitshela ukuthi hayi, iwafa wafa, okufile masikuthi siyabhadapa but ukuthi sibuyele ezimu ngesinye isitori sebe sikhuluma ngaso. Unless ma kuyukuthi asisela enye iplani, asisela enye indlela sizophela kuyo nxa kusebe singenele laba sihlala khona emafulekthini yeke sizabona khona ukuthi hayi manje impilo isinzima. Kodwa bengayela ukusingenela, which means bethothe emsebenzini sizaqhubeka sihlele eSouth Africa ngoba akwenzi sihlele eZimbabwe lakhunzia njengamanje. Akula msebenzi ne akula plani vele, akubonisi ukuthi kungavuka nje kule kungcono sasibambelana manga.
Bangalixotsha-ke imsebenzi-ke kuyahamba njani khona, kuyaphila ngani mahlaba?
Sonqenga babudulo dala thina dala sinenga athina njengabantu bekafuya komthokazi dala sihlupheka kakhulu sisancenga sizohlanganisa ayikho into esingayenza unless masekunzima nzima azokunzima ma ike sizohamba funa hayi nothi manje manje usase-eli bamthefu asiwunqambelana amanga yebo sihlalele emvalweni but sase-eli ukuthi sicabanga ukubuyela ezimo to eli
ye phosele ukugcina mahlako
hayi mina ngikuthoyo kuphela ukuthi hayi uNkulunkulu uyazi abafowethu kwena abayenza kodwa abakhulanayo kodwa uNkulunkulu uyazi asazi bazokuthina ngani but thina kubuyela ekhaya njengamanje hayi into engekhoyo vele asicabani asifuni ukuqambelana amanga hayi angikezwa vele abantu abacabanga ukubuyela ekhaya siyasifuna sidama amazimbabweni umuri yonke le ngisebenza kakhulu namazimbabweni we were born
Very right, Chonga. So what he's saying is that there are so many people that are employed at the mall where he is right now. And these are mostly Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. You know, he says the problem is that when South Africans are hired, in most cases, you know, when they go for weekends, they don't come back. You know, they love their weekends. So, but restaurants normally operate well at weekends. So he says, you know, employers end up opting for Zimbabweans and other people that wish to work on weekends. So to him, that's a problem. And he says he doesn't have an option of going back home because there's nothing to do back home. That's the problem. He says, but even if they sack us from here, we are going to find a way of making a living. And that pays a lot.
You know, Gibbs, the management should change pay debts or pay days, pay them on Monday after the weekend.
Maybe that can work. You are saying, you know, it's really complicated.
Yes.
Really complicated.
Ongo tanzwa kunava masangu vari ku South Africa kune imwe mall yashanyirwa nava Julius Malema vanga vachitsanangura kuti idambudziko ratarisana nevana veZimbabwe neve kune zvimwe zvisaro zvekune dzimwe nyika vachitaura ive kuti dambudziko riripo ndere kuti vadzokere kumusha hakuna chekunoita saka vachatombomira vachiona kwazviri kuenda asi vari kuti chinoita kuti vemakambani kana kuti vezvitoro vade kupa mabasa kuzvizvarwa zveZimbabwe nezvekune dzimwe nyika inyaya yekuti zvinoshanda kana mugovera nesvondo vana veZimbabwe vanosenza asi vemunyika imwe muSouth Africa mugovera nesvondo vanenge vachida weekend yavo kuti vange vachizorora zvinoitawo kuti vemabhizimusi vazoti aiwa handingavhari chitoro nekuti mushanda haana kuuya ndotsvaga mumwe anenge aida kusenza Gibbs.
Now we're joined by Professor Rick Mkonza. He's in South Africa. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Gibbs Dube, and thank you, Mr. Jonga Kanemiri,
A good evening to your viewers.
Good evening, sir. So what's going on? You know, Julius Malema all of a sudden is saying he's visiting restaurants. What's going on there?
I think it's a political move on Julius' side. Remember, EFF in the just ended election was being labeled by a section of the voting community as being anti-South Africans and pro-foreigners. This is when compared to other outfits like Action SA, the one that is being led by Mr. Herman Mashaba, that came out quite strongly to say our party put South Africans first. Now, the move that we are now seeing from Mr. Malema and his party, the Economic Freedom Fighters, is a move to try and say, no, we also have the interests of South Africans at heart, but they don't also want to come out, to come out openly and say they dislike foreigners. Because if you read their statement, they also say, we also want to see how these employers are treating, you know, these foreign nationals who are working in their shops or in their restaurants. But we know, for a fact, Mr. Gibbs, Mr. Jonga, that there is an anti-foreigners spirit that seems to be rising in South Africa. That spirit appears to be, cutting across all political, divides across all South Africans, as it were. So this is part of it, in my opinion.
Jonga.
Asi tichitarisa danho irori Professor Mukonzi ratorwa nava Malema nenhengo dzavo dzebato ravo. Kunyange riri danho rakanangana nekuti vange vachiwana mavhoti, harizoisa here parumana nzombe zvisaro zvekune dzimwe nyika zvinenge zvichishanda muzvitoro izvozvo?
Maichi vajonga kanemi, danho iri riri kutoisa zvizvarwa zvekunze kweSouth Africa parumana nzombe, nekuti chekutanga danho iri riri kusumudza kana kuti riri kuwedzera kuvengwa kwezvizvarwa zvekunze, nekuti taona mweya uyu wasumuka. Kune makambenzi atiri kuona, pane imwe inonzi Operation Dudula, pane imwe operation iri kutoitwa yakanzi ichaitwa muno Matiri muPolokwane, iri kutanga musi wa23 January, vachaita musangano wavo kuShengo Stadium. Nedzimwe nzvimbo zhinji kunoitwa operation turi kumuka, turi kuzama kuda kuti zvizvarwa zvekunze zvidzoserwe kumisha kwavo. Saka pari kuya vaMalema vari kuuya vachityowedzera parafin pamoto panga uchi watotanga kubvira. Hongu vari kutaura havo vachiisa tumonyo netumwe tunonakidza twakaita sekuti aiwa hatisi kuvenga vekunze, tioda kutovabatsirawo. Asi pasi pemwoyo yedu tiri kuziva kuti aiwa nyaya ndeyekuti zvizvarwa zvekunze zvawandisa kunyanya-nyanya iko kumarestaurants nemutourism industry in general. Ndo nyaya iripo yakananga vaMalema, ende ndinoziva kuti nyaya iyoyo vakwanda muno muSouth Africa vanofunga mafungiro avaMalema. Asi izvi zvaitwa navaMalema zviri kusiya zvizvarwa zvekunze zviri pamana munzombe chaiyo.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Tandazani Moyo. Tandazani Moyo is the Secretary General of a party called Combined Ideas Democratic Alliance and is based in South Africa. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. And greetings, Mr. Tube, and greetings, Mr. Chonga, and my greetings to your viewers out there.
Thank you very much. And give us your thoughts on what is happening.
in South Africa right now.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. Let me start by saying it's actually a political move, like my brother said before, and I must agree with him. Then, secondly, looking at Mr. Malema's move by saying we need to see the rights of the foreigners in the restaurants and we need to prefer South Africans first, to me it's not a bad move. Though it might be contradicting with his pan-African ideology of saying we need a borderless Africa, we are all brothers and a better party. At the same time, we should look at his political career. It was actually going down each and every day by his stance. Because considering the way citizens are feeling in South Africa, it's like they feel the poverty that they are facing and the problem that they are suffering from, it's all coming from foreigners. So as a politician, you have to read your audience what they want and do exactly what they want. So this is a political strategy of making sure that he always maintains his political base and he does not lose support. But at the same time, it's actually a call for action in Zimbabwean politics for us to begin to rise up and fix our problems and begin to ask questions. Why are we actually outside the country? Why are we actually scattered all over the world? What is it that we need to fix? Then after identifying that, we can then be able to see a way forward. So to me, I don't blame the economic freedom fighters for rising up. Actually, I think it is the high time for us Zimbabweans to begin to fix our problems.
Yes, ngathi ke ngesintu akufake konoko ngesindebele. Sizwe ukuthi uthini lapha ke baba moyo.
Okay, babu duwe, it's ngubeke ngesintu njengoba ushilo. Into engichaza ukuyisho ukuthi ubaba Malema imove yakhe ayikho nzima kakhulu njalo ayisonte empi. Into laye ozama ukuthi azivikele ngayo njengomuntu wenza ezombangazwe. Remember ukuthi ube yipolitician kumele ube labantu. And abantu kufuze bakulandele. So ma usenza ukuphikisana labantu, ugcina ipolitician, ipolitics yakho ingasayindawo. So kahle uMalema uright kakhulu for esayidini lakhe ukwenzela ukuthi ehlale laye irrelevant. So anti abona ukuthi yena mayengena, ungena nge-action than amanye ama-political parties abekhuluma phethu we will put South Africans first. Yena he has actually came out and started demonstrating ukuthi hayi bafethu. Loku ikwesifuna ukukwenza lokhu kakwenzakale and we are seeing action on the ground. Liyana ibizwa nge-political strategy ngesilungu. Then okwesibili mina ngicabanga ukuthi indlela ayenze ngayo ubaba uMalema kuyasigqugquzela lathi njengoZulu waseZimbabwe ukuthi siqalise ukuya ekhaya lathi siqalise ukubuza kahle kahle imibuzo ukuthi kanti why vele sigcwele ilizwe lonke jikelele manje ungahambe e-America uthola sikhona. UK is corner, lapha South Africa sigcwele, sesiyaxotshwa nje everywhere. Kumele ukuthi lathi nje njengamaZimbabweans siqalise ukuziguza ukuthi singenze njani ukuthi ilizwe lethu lize lelunge.
Yes, Torobambe konabo ke Jumba, I think you heard him very clearly.
Yeah, I heard him clearly, but what I wanted to ask is Malema is known of flip-flopping. Do you think South Africans will take him seriously this time?
For this one, they will respond, considering that it is on their best interest. As I said, that there is this narrative that they are pushing all together, actually. Let me say 80 to 90% of them, they believe that the quagmire that they are in right now is actually being caused by the foreign nationals, considering that their drugs are scattered all over South Africa and Nigerians are considered as the people who are transporting drugs. And of course, in the tourism industry, security, and in the construction, Zimbabweans were also there flooding the industry. The South Africans are no longer getting jobs. So of course, on this one, they are going to respond, and they are going to respond massively. To me, I think Malema is actually perpetrating another xenophobia, even though he has been against it. But right now, his actions are actually, actually promoting what he's against.
Yes,
okay. njengoba uMalema esazakala njengomuntu otshintshatshintshayo nje ku-political career yakhe. So abantu baseSouth Africa bengakumlandela yini ngiyasho lapha ngithi hayi kungenzeka sibili abantu beSouth Africa bamjoyine considering ukuthi lento leyi iyabasiza bona njalo bacabanga ukuthi uhlupho inhlupho zabo zonke zenziwa ngama inhlupho zabo zonke zenziwa ngama foreigner yiwaletha ama drugs yiwathatha imisebenzi. So uma uMalema seletha into yokuthi hayi madoda asilungiseni lento leyi, ngicabanga ukuthi uZulu wonke nje jikelele bazomlandela. Even though bengasaze bamvotele bezabuya la ma-political choices zabo ngokuhamba kwesikhathi, but okwamanje at the moment obvious bazomlandela.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke baba uMoyo, sibuyele kubaba uRicky Mkonza. Go ahead, Jonga. But let people know that we tried to contact Julius Malema and other members of his party, but we couldn't manage to get any comment. So let's put that very clearly.
Yes, siri kutaurwa nemumwe wangu Gibbs Dube ndezvekuti taedza kuti tibate bato reEFF pamwe chete naye waMalema nemutauriri wavo, asi hatina kukwanisa kunge tichivabata. Ndofunga nenyaya yekuti vanogona kunge vachiri kutenderera muzvitoro imomo vachifamba, saka tisina kukwanisa kuvabata. Professor Mukonza, ndabvunza vaMoyo mubvunzo wekuti vaMalema munhu anozikanwa nevanhu vachimboita kunonzi kuenda kune kwakawandira mhepo. Svondo rapera taiwanzwa vachiti vanomira nezvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika, asi nhasi vaakuenda vachida kuona kuti zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika zviri kutora mabasa zvakadii mumakambani. Vanozoonekwa here vachitorwa serious nevamwe vavo vemuSouth Africa vanga vateerera here nezviri kuitika izvozvi?
Hombucha chamataura icho kuti vaMalema anozivikanwa nenyaya yekushanduka-shanduka sekunze. Kuti nhasi vakakwidibira mangwana kunaya dzokokotonhora ndo maitiro avo panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Asi panyaya iyi ndoda kutendera nehama yangu yataura, vachateererwa vachateererwa nemhaka yei, vachateererwa nokuda kwekuti nyaya yavari kubata inyaya yedumbu, inyaya yeugaro wevanhu. Tinoona zvinhu zviri kuoma muno muSouth Africa, ende vanhu vari kutsvaga kuti nemhaka yei zvinooma. Vanhu voona sekuti kuwanda kwezvizvarwa zvekunze zviri kuuya zvichitotsvaga pundudzo muno muSouth Africa ndiko kunenge kuri kunyanya sekuti kuita kuti zvinhu zviome. Hongu panoshandiswa vara rekuti zvizvarwa zvemuno zvekunze zvisina mapepa kana kuti maillegal immigrants, asi tinoziva kuti pasi pasi vanhu vari kungotaura kuti aiwa zvizvarwa zvekunze zvawandisa. Saka vaMalema ndinofunga kuti nyaya iyi inyaya yavachishandisa kwenguva yakareba, saka vakatsvaga nzira yekupindawo vachiitawo ruzha ruri kuteka kunzira nevana vemuSouth Africa. Tikatarisa kuti sezvandambotaura mashuro kuti vanhu vemuSouth Africa vatotanga kutoita action yekudzinga zvizvarwa zvekunze vavega, pane maoperation andambotaura aya ari kuitwa nemaSouth Africans asina mabazi ehurumende, asina vezvemutemo vakaita vamapurisa kana kuti vamwe vanhu vese vari kungoita se. Saka vaMalema vakatarisa politics dzeSouth Africa kwadziri kuenda, vakati gai tipindewo nepapa tobva taita kunge tine mainterest eSouth Africa pamberi, saka vachateererwa.
And also Professor Mukonza, before you go back to Gibbs Dube, we saw exchanges between Mr. Malema and a manager at a restaurant where he visited, and the manager refused to entertain him, saying that he's not from the government, he's not an official figure, he's not from parliament. Well, can this be a trend from employers, denying to entertain him or refusing to entertain Mr. Malema?
Yes, it's a strategy on the part of the employers, particularly the white employers. We know the relationship between Malema and his party in the white population in South Africa. So it could be a strategy on their part, as you know, people who are in business, not to entertain him. Because as has been said here in the program, this move is likely to derail the operations of many businesses for the reasons that have already been alluded to. Number one, foreigners tend to work harder than the locals. Secondly, foreigners, the labor for foreigners tend to be cheaper than that of the locals. And also, foreigners tend to be flexible in terms of their approach to work. They tend to be less rigid, unlike what we have with locals, who you know, rely mostly on their rights, which are enshrined in the constitution, and can withdraw their labor anytime. So that approach by the white manager in question may be something that is likely to be seen as the approach by the business people who are being targeted by Mr. Malema. And quite rightfully so, he says Ms. Malema is not a part of government and probably does not have any authority other than the political clout that he has to be approaching those business people.
Thank
but
you,
the reaction me. Direction from the employer, is it not going to fuel some kind of xenophobia?
It could, because it's likely to harden Malema and those that are following him. It may actually harden their position, and it may force them to be more vigilant in the manner in which they approach the matter. But what options do they have, these employers? They are limited in terms of the options that they have. They intend Malema. We know what's going to happen. They are likely to be embarrassed. They are likely to be pushed in a corner that they don't want. Because in some cases, these employers are not employing illegal foreigners. They are employing foreigners who have a right to be in the country, who also have legal documents from the authorities in South Africa. So they could feel that, you know, in some cases, they are doing the right thing in terms of the law.
Yes, hold on. Let's hear from Tandazani Moyo in terms of this particular issue. So we've seen, Tandazani Moyo, that some employers are actually resisting to entertain. What's going to happen?
Well, let's firstly look at why the employers are resisting to entertain Malema. Number one, it is in their disadvantage. If the foreigners are to be removed from work, that means that the labor force won't be the same. Because the foreigners, they work, like my brother said, they work for less wages, number one, and as well, they work hard for more hours, that they do overtime, and etc. That gives an employer the profit. Of which, if South Africans are there, they want to be paid, minimum wages. They also want to be to work overtime and be paid for those overtime. And on the other hand, they don't work hard like foreigners. Considering that they are in their country, they don't pay rent, they only have transport. We foreigners, we are from another country and we pay rent both maybe in Zimbabwe and in South Africa. We need to as well take care of our families and etc. So our responsibilities become bigger than those of South Africans. So therefore, for these employers to resist Malema, it's actually of good, or it's actually better for them to do that, because it will be on their great advantage. But on the other hand, we look at South Africa, how they are going to react. They are not going to react well, because they will say these employers, remember these employers who are actually resisting Malema, they are also foreigners. They are Indians, and so these South Africans are also going to put them in our group and say, you guys are employing your fellow foreigners. Therefore, we are now fighting you. So it's actually a xenophobia on the way. I do agree with my brother who is saying that this might as well perpetrate xenophobia. I actually agree with that. Xenophobia can be on the way because this is frustrating. Because Malema is actually their hope that when he goes to the restaurants and he begins to fight for their rights, 60% and etc. So if the employers are resisting the only hope, therefore these people, they are now going to react. And their reaction might be xenophobia.
Yes, so now I'm going to say that I'm Malema.
So umkhathi kusuka kube nzima kakhulu ukuthi aphumbe ukuaccepta. So zindlela la ezo ukuthi maybe angazama ukuthi alwele uyibusiness like ukuthi lingawi njalo alwele ukuthi abe elokhe maximizer uprofit ngoba ele cheap labor njalo ele hard working labor ukuthi vele kulula ukuthi nje abathola abantu abaharase. Remember labantu esebenza lapha ema restaurant kuphi kuphi ngasiphathwa ngendlela okumele ukuthi ngabe umkhathi uphathwa ngayo. So laba bantu ireaction yabo actually ibeneficial kuhlangothi lwabo kodwa ke ebantwini aba South Africa kuzosuka kube nzima njalo kubanikeza ulaka kakhulu oluza kwenzeka ukuthi siqalise ukuchiswa ngoba masebelolaka ngoba manje bathembile ukuthi hayi njengoba umuntu umzana umale emeze hambile lapha ema restaurant wafika wazama ukuthi alungisise udaba lolabo kube le 60% yabo abaqhatshwayo. So maso kungathi kuyafeyila kanje ngoba mama employer ngasam entertain bemtshela ukuthi hayi wena vele ngawona mandate kawubuye kuhulumende kawubuye eParliament kawuthunywanga uzenzela kwakho nje njengesizalwane selizwe so ngeke sinjani siku entertain khonoko kusuka kubazwisula koluningi kakhulu ukuthi hayi bo futhi into thina ade siyikhangelele kayisavele therefore basuka belungise izindlela ezingagcina seziyingozi futhi umphakathi waseZimbabwe. So kumele nje lathi sihlale singabaqaphelileyo sibili njengoba singaphandle kwelizwe. So
siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke, sicela ubambe khonapho umoyo ungakajana sibise-ke umnumzana uMkhonza. Jonga kwaetse.
Yes, Gibbs, I think the other issue is what are the governments, the foreign governments or those governments that from all these foreigners come from, including Zimbabwe, what are they going to do? Looking at what is happening to their nationals, do we see, like, for instance, the government of Zimbabwe taking any action to help Zimbabweans who are now facing these problems? Because it's not only the issue of employment that Mr. Malema has brought up. There's also the ZEP and also the cross, border crossings.
You are very right. You know, the issue of that Ms. Malema is bringing up is coming in at a time when so many things are happening to foreigners in South Africa, including what we have just mentioned, the seizing of the permits, and also a general anti-foreigner sentiment within the South African side, amongst South Africans. The question that you posed, what are governments likely to do? I think one of the things that I must mention, Mr. Katemiri, is that a majority of the foreigners that are being made reference are Zimbabweans. You look at it, what the Minister of Home Affairs, Dr. Aaron Saledi, says his main target appears to be Zimbabwe. You look at who dominates in the restaurants industry and in the tourism industry, they are Zimbabweans. And I was, today when I was coming from work, listening to an SAFM radio program where one South African you know, called in and said, but why does it appear like this whole anti-foreigner crusade is meant to deal with Zimbabwe? So the question probably would be, what is the Zimbabwean government going to do? Because it has the majority of its citizens being affected by this. I don't see the Zimbabwean government taking any, any significant effort. Maybe what they would do is simply to say people come to the consulate and we're going to provide buses to take you back to Zimbabwe. But beyond that, I don't see them, you know, probably coming to defend its citizens, say, treat our citizens in a more humane way. I don't see that because, you know, the Zimbabwean government feels people who have left the country are probably aren't it. So that determines how it then treats these citizens who are facing this predicament. So I don't expect the Zimbabwe government to do anything except issuing statements and also maybe pledge the most minimum humanitarian assistance, saying we'll provide transport that will take affected people back home. That's what I see. But what do I think should happen? I think governments with citizens that are affected must take a stand and defend their citizens in a grass way, because some of the treatment that may follow after Mr. Malema's actions may actually be inhumane. We have seen in the past people being burnt. We have seen in the past people's property being destroyed. So governments that have citizens who are being affected by this must come out strongly and tell South African government, because the South African government seems to be doing nothing. That's what also worries me. They don't seem to be stopping Malema or those other people who are starting illegal operations. So let me pause there, but that's my view, Mr. Kadim.
Now, there seems to be some kind of employers' services amendment bill. So I think they're trying to amend the Employment Services Act of 2014. So I'll read here just a section of what they're proposing, Professor Mkhonza. It says, I quote, to amend the Employment Services Act 2014 so as to insert provisions to ensure that employers comply with certain requirements when employing foreign nationals, to place an obligation on the minister to establish numerical targets for certain sectors of the workforce for the purpose of ensuring those sectors are not oversubscribed and saturated with foreign nationals as opposed to South African citizens and permanent residents, and to provide for matters connected with other issues. So if they amend the Employment Services Act and they set these so-called quotas, or ratios that Malema is talking about, is this not going to complicate a lot of things?
It is going to complicate a lot of things. I've been following that discussion. They are even suggesting that an employer cannot employ more than 40% of foreign nationals in their business. But like we have said, employers are not taking or are not employing foreign nationals because they love them so much. They are doing so because it's profitable for them to do so. So the question is, what does it do to, the investment environment in South Africa? One of the things that I think has been attracting investors in South Africa is that they seem to have liberal laws. Of course, there are, you know, reservations about workers' rights and you know, and things like that. But generally, environment, the legislative environment in South Africa has been quite friendly to business people. But when you begin to introduce, you know, clauses such as this one, which in a big way seek to control how business people must do their business, in other words, kind of micromanage, it brings a lot of complication for business people and for people who want to invest in South Africa.
Yes, we asked EFF Zimbabwe President Innocent Dibali to join us in this show, but he seems to be having a problem. So hold on there, Mr. Mkonza. We'll come back to you. Let's go to Mr. Moyo. I think he's still around here. Let me just check him. I think he's there. So, Mr. Moyo, at the end of the day, if they change some of these employment regulations, is this not going to complicate a lot of things?
Okay, thank you very much, Dube. Let me start from what Jonga said, that what should the government do considering that its citizens are being affected. Let me say that the government of Zimbabwe, let me agree with my brother actually, that the government of Zimbabwe will not do much, even though they should do much, but they won't do much. So I think this should not be the responsibility of the government only. Considering the nature of our government, we know how it behaves. So it is better for us to begin to jump in as church leaders, as traditional leaders, as political players, as civil society, and all progressive organizations actually should begin to jump in. And by jumping in, we should not talk with South Africa to help our people, you know, live in peace. We should be talking about creating employment for our people in Zimbabwe, creating a conducive environment for our people to come back home, begin to invest their little money that they've worked from restaurant, security, construction, and etc. Let them be able to have an environment where they can open business. Right now, if you go to Zimbabwe, the environment is very toxic. To open a business, it will cost you something like $1,000. You will be paying here and there, you know. This whole thing needs to be changed. So we need to begin to revisit our own institutions, our own policies, and begin to say these policies should be favorable to our own indigenous investors. Let's have our own indigenous investors investing in our country. Creating our own jobs, because we cannot continue negotiating with other countries for us to have a better living. We cannot continue to have all these diplomatic conversations with other governments for them to allow our citizens to live in their country. Then, Sera Gundabaga Munumzanu Malema with his bill, like he say it should be amended. I think that bill is pro Pan-Africanism, ideologically, that bill, it actually brings it actually introduces the dictatorship of the workers or the dictatorship of the proletariat. So that alone is actually a threat to the investors. Because if that bill comes in, it begins to dictate how employers should operate. And how many people should be employed from, you know, this whole policy of the devolution of power begins to come in. The 40% is actually for local people, for local jobs and et cetera. So I think the employers, that won't be favorable to employers. But of course, the bill is cool because it will be favorable to the black people. And myself as a black person, as a Pan-Africanist, as well, I actually supported the bill. It should be actually accepted in the parliament, the bill should be amended, and that the black people can actually have access to the means of production through that bill, because they won't be slaves, actually they will be workers. So, of course, it will complicate many things. The employers will be angry, and many people do not actually understand the bill. But I think I support the bill.
Mm-hmm. And also, Gibbs, a question to Mr. Moyo. We heard from the EFF in their statement that Mr. Malema will also be checking on whether foreigners are not being exploited by these employers. In any way, is that going to help foreigners?
Of course, that will help foreigners a lot. Actually, that's why I said the EFF itself is a pan-African organization. Let's not forget that. So they are actually fighting for the foreigners. But remember, so they are in South Africa, and the South Africans should get jobs. So this whole thing of 60% South Africans, then 40% foreigners, it should not be a threat to other African nationals. Even though we know South Africans are going to take it in another way, but I think we should learn to coexist, and we should actually be thanking Malema for rising up for us, because we are not going to be exploited anymore. Considering that the EFF is a vanguard organization, it's always on the ground, and when they hear that these people, they are being exploited, they will go there, make noise, and do all sort of things. So that that will give employers a threat that we don't want EFF here. Let's as well comply with them. So foreigners are going to have a better environment. That is if the South Africans are not going to cause the xenophobic attack, which I'm actually seeing like it's actually inevitable to me.
Yeah, get 1 minute, Nje. Ungaku sum up kono kwa tukuluma ako ngesindebele. 1 minute, ba.
Okay, Babu Dube. Ngikale ngendaba le ukuthi ama-foreigner wona njengoba uMalema esethena uzozama ukusilwela abheke ukuthi akasincindezelwa na emisebenzini lapha. Kangithi mina yinto enhle kakhulu njalo kuzobhenefitha uZulu waseZimbabwe, kubhenefitha amaLawe, kubhenefitha amaMozambique, kubhenefitha actually i-Africa yonke. Ngoba i-EFF lisazakala leli bandla elithi lingafika endaweni litshintshe izinto libanga umsindo, and labantu abaqhashayo labo abakuthandi khonokho ukuthi kuhlale kuxokozela lapho abakhona. So bazozama labo ukuthi basiphathe ngendlela engcono, singahlali singabantu abayethuselwa ngokuphelwa umsebenzi. Phela kwezinye indawo yabutshela ukuthi phela wena lapha yabona singakuxotsha njengamanje ngoba walazinto ezipheleleyo la yonke le nto leyo. Kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi ma abombusazwe labo sebengenela labo bethi hayi madoda lapha sicele ukuthi ama-Africans lawo atritshwe njengabantu, even though bebuya kwamanye amazwe, kuzosiza kakhulu uZulu waseZimbabwe, especially njengoba siyithe sigcweleyo indawo zonke. Kuzosiza kakhulu ukuthi lathi sithole imali ezingcono, sithole ukubuyela ekhaya. Njalo bengisisho laphana ku-government yaseZimbabwe ukuthi kanti yona ingenzani ukuthi uZulu avikeleke njengoba engaphandle kwelizwe. Ngiqale ngokuvumelana lo baba lapho ukuthi othi yena i-government yaseZimbabwe mayibheka abantu abangaphandle ibabona njengabantu aba-anti-government, aba-anti-state, abangavumelani nje. Kodwa kube kanti silabo abantu abavumelana lento ezenzakalayo ku-government, kube kanti i-government leyo kumele ingakhohlwa njalo ukuthi sonke singamaZimbabwe. So bengisho ukuthi hayi i-government kumele ingabi yiyo yodwa eba responsible for izinto lezi, ngoba sisazi ukuthi yona injani vele i-reacta kanjani ezintweni ezi-serious. Yikho bengibiza nje kwabezombusazwe, abemthwakazi, akuphukuphi, lathi singenelele nje sizame ukuthi madoda sivikele uZulu wakithi, sivikelane sibili, sincedisane ngakho konke, kodwa nje singakhohlwa ukuthi lathi sibheke ukuthi kanti kuyini okusihambisa kwamanye amazwe njengoba bengishilo ekuqaleni. Sizame ukulungisisa khonokho ukwenza ukuthi singahlali singabacelayo, singahlali singabaxotshwayo. Ngiyabonga.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Let's go to Mr. Mkhonza, Jonga.
Yes, vamukonza ndanga ndakanda mvudzo kuna vamoyo wekuti takanzwa mugwaro rakabudiswa neEFF neZuro vachitaura kuti vamalema vachanga vachipindawo makambani imomo vachiona kuti zvisaro zvekunze zviri kushanda muzvitoro zvechikafu izvozvi hazvisi kudzvanyirirwa here, zviri kuwana mugove wakanaka here nezvimwe zvakadaro. Mashoko iyo atingaona achizobudirira here achibatsira vana vezimbabwe?
Ini ndoda kusa tenderana nezvataurwa nehama yangu vamoyo pamusoro penyaya iyi. Ndinoda kuti mashoko aya mashoko ekubata kumeso. Nyaya hombe inavamalema ndeyekuda kuti uwandu hwevanhu vekunze vari kushanda vari kutanga havo nekuma restaurants asi tiri kuona vachienda kunedzimwe nzvimbo dzezveupfumi dzakati wandei vangotanga pavatanga ipapo iri kuti uwandu hwevanhu vekunze hwawaisa saka vamalema ndokune nyaya yavo izvi zvekuzoti vanda kuonawo kuti izvo zvivanhu zvekunze zviri kushanda sei uye nekugadzisa mashandisaro haakwangokutaura kwemunhu mukuru ane chinangwa chake chaakatonanga chekuda kuonekwa semunhu ari kurwirawo zvido zvevanhu vemusouth africa ari kuitawo ari kutarisawo nhamo yevana vesouth africa uye achizama kuita kuita chimwe chinhu asi ndoda kutaura kuti izvi hazvisi kuzotandira zvizvarwa zvekunze nenzira dzakawanda imwe nzira ndeyekuti tiri kuona kuti mabhizimusi ari kubva panguva yakaomarara nguva yecovid nguva yecovid haina kubata zvakanaka mabhizimisi akawanda mamwe akamira negumbo rimwe ari kuda kutodonha saka zvimwe zviri kuitwa nevanhu vakaitawo sana vamalema ivava zvichakonzera kuti mabhizimusi aya agara anga ari kuda kutozvidonhera havo achiwedzera kudonha nekuti mamiriro ezvepfumi haana kuita zvakanaka chimwe chandirikade kutaura ndechekuti vashandi vekunze kanti zvizvaro zvekunze zviri kushanda munzvimbo idzi zvicharasikirwa nemabasa saka handizivi kuti kana zvarasikirwa nemabasa vaanenge achada kubatsira ndevapi nekuti zvandinofunga ndezvekuti vachatanga vachiti 40% but ndinoona sekuti vachadzika vachatanga kuti hayo 40% iri kumusoro zvakanyanya ngatidzikei ngatiendei pa20 wobva pa20 woenda pa10 nekuti vari kuitika kuwanda kwevanhu ava ndokuri kukonzera kuti vashaye mabasa saka handisi kuona zvichimira vanhu vekunze zvakanaka nekuda kwezvaitwa navamalema.
Thank you very much. Mr. Innocent Divale was supposed to join us, but I think he's got a problem with his connection. So hopefully he's going to join us next time. So right now we are a bit late. So maybe your last word, Mr. Mkonza, your last word, briefly.
I think the action by the EFF and Ms. Malema are quite unfortunate. I'm saying so because of one, the timing in which they are taking these actions. We know the anti-foreigner sentiment is very high. We know in some cases people are being attacked physically. We know in some cases people are being dragged out of their homes by certain element within South Africa. We also know that that you know the environment is just conducive for the actions that Mr. Malema and his party are taking. This is going to fuel xenophobia, and it's not going to do anyone any good. Mr. Moya said, it actually flounces against the very ideology, the very pan-Africanist ideology that they purport to advance as a party. And I don't know, but I don't see it ending well. And I hope they will take responsibility when further xenophobic actions arise within the South African society.
Thank you.
I hope the government is going to take action.
Thank you very much. On that note, we wish to thank our guests this evening, Professor Ricky Mkonza, Mr. Thandazani Moyo of Combined Ideas Democratic Alliance, Mr. Nhlanhla Nzuza Mahlangu, and all those that joined our show tonight. So, signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, also in Maryland. Good night, Zimbabwe.